shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Carl.
And Carl, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's the 16th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, all there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Jared. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I am doing well.
We kind of almost have like matching shirts.
Close.
It's close.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? It's not easy trying to find out what shirt you're going to wear, so I can try and match.
You need to send each other pictures through text.
Hey, what's the weather look like for this weekend?
It's going to be warm. Right now it's 75 degrees here downtown, and we have a red flag warning until 6 p.m. tonight. Today is going to be a high of 96, a low of 60. Tomorrow is a high of 93, a low of 56. A high of 89 on Sunday, a low of 55. And on Monday we have a high of 88 and a low of 55.
Okay, thank you. Hey, the weather's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. If it's Friday, we must have Avon Humane, and Jim's here with a beautiful German Shepherd. I mean, she looks full-blooded.
Yeah, good morning. She does look like she probably is full-blooded. You know, we never know of being shelter that takes in all types. But yeah, this is Kashmir. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. I got made fun of last week in the office for saying it wrong. Kashmir.
Oh, Kashmir.
Kashmir. I said, that's how I've been saying it my entire life. You're telling me now I'm saying it wrong?
Kashmir.
Kashmir.
That's it.
So that's the American pronunciation. Kashmir. Anyway, she's a beautiful dog.
You're an America boy.
I'm America.
You're an America boy. You got to talk like Americans. Come on.
Doing my best.
Kashmir.
But yeah, a German Shepherd, and she is about 6 to 8 years old, somewhere in there. Really sweet girl, really attention, or really focused on humans. She's going to have to be in a home without any other animals, dogs or cats. She is a little too hyper-focused on protecting, I think, the people around.
She's sitting here
awesome
right
dog.
Now. She's a beautiful dog.
She is really beautiful.
She's brown and black, and she looks, she looks as pure a German Shepherd as I've ever seen. So
yeah.
You could probably, if you're looking for a German Shepherd that is going to protect your home,
mm-hmm.
and but yet is well appears to be well trained. She's sitting here quietly, sitting. There's how's she on the leash?
She's pretty good on a leash. So if you know German Shepherds, you know that they are. There's a reason that they're police dogs and stuff like that because of their energy level and their intelligence. So
mm-hmm.
She pulls a little when you get her out, but she pays really close attention to what you want from her and complies with you really easily. I think she'll be really easy to get to do whatever you want her to do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And because she's older, does she have a better adoption rate?
Yeah, the PALS fund would cover half of her adoption fees, so she's $37.50 plus your licensing fees, depending on where you live.
Okay, that's cool. And she's sitting here, she's quiet, and when she walked in, sometimes you can surprise dogs, especially here in the studios, people going in and out. And she just sat there, doesn't seem to be worried too much about it. Got her head in your lap right now.
Yeah, she's trying to get me to go and let her have some fun somewhere.
Yeah, she says, throw the ball. It's time
exactly.
to throw the ball.
But really good girl. She's not pulling me off the stool like some of the dogs do.
We never talk about that, but it happens rarely. I've seen the chair go surfing across the studio at one time. Okay, now anything special going on out at the at Haven Humane?
Right now things are a little slow as far as promotions and other types of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. We're still taking care of the fire cats. We have about six or so more. I think yesterday the vet said we have six more paws that are still wrapped up on a various number of cats. But we're getting those all fixed up. We still have some other fire strays and stuff that we're holding on to, waiting for people to hopefully come back in and find once they're figured out what's going on with their own house.
That's a cool mask you're wearing, by the way. It looks like drapery material in a way. But it's
It could be. You know what? It was on the console table by the front door this morning. I grabbed it and put it on.
Console table. At your house.
Just right, not console table. A little table under the window.
Oh, okay.
By the front door, where my keys are.
Where your keys are.
Yeah.
I found my keys today on the safe. And, of course, I didn't remember putting them there. So that was one of the reasons I was about 5 minutes later than I usually am, as I wandered through the house trying to find my keys. Great. Okay, so look, if you're looking at getting a little bit older dog, but, for you, that's going to be, great on the river trail.
Yeah.
Protect your home. Love on you. And here's one. Her name is Cashmere.
Cashmere.
And she's available for adoption. Her adoption fee is cut in half.
Yep.
Because she is 6 years old.
Exactly.
A little bit older dog. I watched a movie last night.
Yeah.
And it was on Netflix, and it was called Good Dog. And it's the story of this little, just a cutest little dog. And this girl adopts it. She says, what's its name? Well, he doesn't really have a name because his owner is in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm not going to tell the whole story, but it's needless to say, the dog is adopted again.
Yeah.
So, but it, I don't think we have to worry about that in possessions of dogs coming out of Haven Humane.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, look, you have a good day. And everybody, she looks exactly like a German Shepherd. I would be surprised to find out that there's another breed mixed in here because she looks, you can't look at a German Shepherd and see any difference between Cashmere and a purebred German Shepherd.
I do have,
here's your chance.
I do have one question before you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Did that dog that you brought in last week get adopted?
That was Susie, I think, and yes, she did get adopted.
Did she?
Yes.
She was a great dog.
Yeah, she was a really sweet
dog.
Didn't
we really like it? Oh, because if she hadn't been, you were going to go down there today?
Well, actually, I believe you asked last week for him to tell you.
You did ask me last week.
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know what? Wasn't she just a great dog?
Yeah, she was special. She was the little, she looked like a German Shepherd Terrier mix, really weird.
Yeah, it did, but she was, but what a good little dog that was. Yeah, just like this one.
Yeah, she got adopted on Friday, a few hours after I got back. So yeah,
I think between us all here, we're batting close to 100% on Fridays.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
yeah.
So let's take Cashmere home today.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Of course.
And be careful out there. A lot of strange things happening out on the streets today.
It's a little weird out there.
Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. There's nobody out repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. It's a better-known business, and Jeff is truly from the old school. He makes sure that your windshield is fixed correctly. He's not going to take a chance of any type of things happening there or putting your family or you at risk. He does his job so well that he guarantees it for life. That's right, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length. That's Jeff Wurst. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, and give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back. It's 73 degrees out there. It's clear. It's going up to 97 today.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Redding. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me. Pamela Swartz for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 142-3306.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bond here. Linda's on assignment this morning. She took it from me yesterday. I've been working either here or on the weekends teaching for like about 4 weeks in a row. And on Wednesday, Linda says, here, let me take it tomorrow, and why don't you just sleep in? I said, well, okay. Yeah. Try to get me out of that bed before 9:30 with dynamite. You couldn't do it. So it was well appreciated, and thank you. And we mentioned Trish yesterday, but Sue filled right in, and Sue and Linda may just get their own show together.
Yeah, I thought it was a great show yesterday.
Well, you know what? The lady across the street stopped Linda when she came in and said, that's a great show. You and Sue need to do that some more. And, hey, you know what? That's fine with me. You know, I don't mind taking a day off now and then. Anyway, hey, phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, a great jewelry store, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and our favorite place to visit when it comes to presents or gifts for our loved ones. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Bethel Church put a video out by the co-founder there of Arden. And he said that, you know, that right now Bethel Church has been linked to over 274 cases since that's a day or so ago. I imagine it's well over 300 at this point. his video was saying that Bethel does advocate for masks. They urge the people to wear masks, that they do the social distancing. He addressed that group of people that they had in for a church meeting of 200 something people. He said a lot of them had already gotten there by the time that they had changed it into the red, so that they tried to, you know, they separated them, they did social distancing, everybody wore masks. And he also addressed Benny Johnson, who was the wife of the church co-founder Bill Johnson, as Benny made headlines all over the place here by putting out a video on Facebook saying, masks don't work and they're not wearing masks over on the coast. Oh, look at those people. They're spreading out away from us. They must think that, you know, that we've got it. And it was not perhaps something that the wife of the co-founder of Bethel, which is already under attack from like 63 different directions, most of them ridiculous, but they are having a spike over there. What are you doing about that? So he said that was one person. That was a person speaking as an individual, not as the co-founder, not as a member of the senior staff, but as a individual. So that was put out yesterday. Vista Assisted Living Facility in memory care is the second home after the outbreak we had at the other one. Has 20 cases among the patients, 15 among the staff, no deaths as of right now. As you know, Windsor got hit real hard, and there were I think 7 or 8 deaths linked to Windsor. Once COVID gets into a place like this, to a medical facility like this, unless you've gone to visit one of these assisted living facilities, you don't know how tough it is on the staff and the residents. But to try and maintain distance and try to keep people separated and wearing masks, that's very difficult in a situation like this. No matter how hard you try, trying to keep people separated, unless what, you lock them in the rooms. And even if you lock them in the rooms, a lot of times it's two people to a room, and they've still got to be fed. They've still got to, you know, all of these, many of them have to be taken care of 100%. So once it gets into one of these facilities, it's tough. So maybe your thoughts and prayers ought to go out to the people in Windsor and Vista. Now, good news. Good news, of course, is, you know, the fire was 100% contained, Zog fire. But this morning I watched two other fire engines come roaring out down the street. So I'm hoping, isn't this terrible? You hope that it's like they needed them for first aid and not for fires. But then one of them was going full bore out toward Lake Avenue when I saw it going out. So we'll keep a watch on that. The hearings for Amy Coney Barrett are over, and I hope that you watch part of these. If I don't think anybody could watch all of them, but some people probably do. They were actually, if I can say this, what do you compare it to? Do you compare it to the last one? With what they did to that gentleman, if you compare it to that, this one was like, what can I say? What's the word would be? It would be so well behaved after what they did in the last one. There was nobody standing up. People were not standing up in the back screaming rapist. They were not being escorted out of the hall there. The questions were mainly speeches by the senators saying on the Democratic side, saying that, we're so afraid of Roe versus Wade, Obamacare and all this, but nobody went after her directly and nothing about her religion. If you think about that. That was tough. You know they wanted to bring it in, but they didn't. So what do you have? So you had them at trying to answer questions or ask her questions. And in many cases, the senators that were asking her questions about specific cases had the wrong information, which ACB pointed out to them. Well, I'm sorry, Senator, but that's not what that case was about. The case was being tried by, and so you look down at her notes. Did you see that famous picture of her notes that she had in front of her? She holds it up, and it's blank. She had no notes in front of her. And then the American Bar Association comes in and says that she is a great legal mind. Brilliant is the words they use when they gave her the rating for her. So you've got a woman who is not only a great legal mind, a strong woman, obviously, a mother of seven, including two children they adopted from Haiti. She's a mother of a child with I believe it's Down syndrome. So seven children, and she's brilliant, she is strong, she is articulate, and she's conservative. She is the fear. She was the, you know, if there's fear in the senators' hearts, of Democrat senators' hearts, it's having someone like this come up in front of the of them to be voted on for the Supreme Court justice. Any other time, this woman would be close to be getting a unanimous vote in the Senate. I guarantee you, it would be 80 or 90 senators saying yes. This woman is the kind of person you want to sit on the Supreme Court. But because of where we are, well, she was nominated, and she, you know, and it's wrong. She shouldn't have been nominated. They can't hit her. So they hit the process. So it's going to come out, and it's going to be 48. It'll probably be that. Maybe more. Maybe some Democrats will say, you know what, she's really good. I'm in a tight race. I'm going to vote for her. And there's going to be some Republicans say, I'm in a tight race. I'm going to vote against her. Susan Collins. But all in all, if you take a look at this woman and her qualifications, and she is just, I mean, it's like having, you know, Babe Ruth, Ted Williams come in with the bases loaded. You just know something good's going to happen from her appointment. It's just my opinion. But as an individual, as a person, and as a legal scholar, yeah. You may not like the fact that she's conservative, but guess what? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, really liberal, was there. And was very well respected by both sides. You may not agree with in her rulings, but she was a quality person who also had most of the senators voting for her. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to. I think we were supposed to have somebody come rolling in here a few minutes ago, so I'll give them a call and see if they're showing up. But House of Realty will be here at 8 o'clock. So we'll be right back after these messages. 7:28 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the Tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four speed, and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now, listen to her whine. Yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I say 96.5 AM. I meant FM.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention either.
Thanks a lot, Jared. Just rescue me there. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 16th of October, 7:33 in the morning. 73 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Home Helpers. That's right, Redding Home Helpers. Is your loved one needing some care, some assistance? Whether it's an hour a day, 2 hours a day, a couple of days a week, or fully around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. During this COVID, she has stepped up and has been helping a lot more people. She's looking for some amazing people to join her team. Whether it's full-time or part-time, if you've thought about this, give Sharon a call at 226-8350. All your training is supplied. Everything that you need to become an amazing caregiver is in with your training and the equipment that they provide. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. And I'm here right now with Megan. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning,
you?
Carl.
I thought maybe I had messed up and had not answered you. Megan Anderson, who is from the Northern Valley Catholic Social Services.
Yes, sir.
But I did send something back.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Well, I saw a car pulling up. I said, gosh, I hope that's Megan.
It was. I was en route. You know, now that I'm no longer doing distance learning at our house, our mornings are a little more hectic. So when I came on last month, it was first grader doing school at home. Now it's first grader to school, preschooler to school, me here by 7:30. 7:33.
Hey, you know what? You came in here right as soon as I saw the car. I said, okay, we can stretch this a little bit.
Thank you.
Okay, now you're here because you're getting ready to have an event.
We do. We have the safe alternative to Halloween, the trick-or-treating event for CASA, and that's at the Civic on good old October 31st.
Halloween, one of my favorite days. Do you remember when you went trick-or-treating?
Oh, yes.
That was only probably like 10 years ago for you.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
No, you go out every year now.
There was a period of probably 15 years where we did nothing because, you know, I was the teenager who didn't want to trick-or-treat and then in college. And then now that I've got three little ones.
That's what I mean, though. Now you go out probably.
This will be our fifth trick-or-treating where a child is mobile enough to walk on their own.
What do you usually dress them as?
Oh, goodness. They usually get to choose. Now,
okay.
Once they've been able to form an opinion of what they want to be, they get to choose. Mm-hmm. When our daughter was a baby, her very first year, she was a strawberry. I mean, she was like 3 months old, so a little blob of a strawberry. And I think she's been everything from a princess to, she was a donut 1 year. She, donut, and her hat was a milk carton. That was a fun one.
Did you make that?
No, my aunt actually bought it for her.
I've never seen a donut.
It was real cute. I did save it, though. So our youngest little girl will probably be a donut next year.
Be a donut next year.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? When I see really cool costumes, I can't help it. You know, we give out. I buy those large bags with individual like M&Ms mm-hmm. in it. So, you know, parents don't have to worry that, gosh, these people gave me. When I grew up, You'd get things like caramel apples.
Oh.
You'd get bags of popcorn. Mm-hmm. You know, you get all these kind of things, you know. But
it's more common to hand out the prepackaged stuff.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, you didn't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. And then strange things started happening.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So now if you, I just buy prepackaged stuff that they can just reach down into this big bowl and take it out themselves. So
that's exactly our plan for this event. All the candy is NVCSS purchased with business donation money, mm-hmm. like you and Linda contributed.
Yeah.
So we can say that we know what's being handed out. And then the fabulous people over at Grocery Outlet kicked in a great amount of candy to mm-hmm. kind of get our supply going, and then we're actually able to purchase the rest of the stuff from them at their cost. So, we've got 3,000 pounds of candy that we are anxious and excited to hand out on Halloween to these kiddos.
3,000?
3,000 pounds. It's a lot. It's going to be great.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. 3,000 pounds of candy.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know what, folks? When you bring your children through there, you can expect them to get some candy.
Yeah. So it's the we're calling it the CASA Superhero Drive-Through. It's a drive-through trick-or-treating event, and our good friends at Dignity Health are making this event possible. They've been mm-hmm. a great partner of ours for, I think this is year 7 right now.
That's great.
They've contributed I don't know if you've seen the big billboard that's on Cypress right as you're crossing the river heading west. It's got a little little kid in a cozy coupe on it that talks about the drive-through event that's happening. So. Each kid will get their own trick-or-treat bag. They'll get to, drive. The vehicles will drive and stop at our different business sponsor booths that will be decorated, and the businesses will be in costume, and they will hand out candy to the kids.
Just that's great.
Trick-or-treat from the car.
Trick-or-treat from the car.
We've got all kinds of fun stuff planned. In-car entertainment, character sightings. There may or may not be Spider-Man doing something really cool at the event. So
rappelling off the second story of the Civic.
You might be spot on.
You might be spot on. Jerry, you're going to do that? You're going to dress up like Spider-Man, man? Are you going to shave your beard?
No, and I don't think I have the physique for that.
It'll be dark. They're just kids.
Never say never.
Never say never. That's right. Okay, and so how do people sign up for this?
Yeah. So we got to make a fun announcement last Friday that due to the awesome support of our local businesses, we were able to drop the price to $20 per car. It is a fundraiser for the NVCSS Court-Appointed Special Advocates Program, which allows us to recruit and train additional volunteers to work with foster youth. So that's the fundraising piece of it. But if you go to our website, runforcasa.com, or look for the same information on Facebook, you would find a big old button there that says Casa Superhero Drive-Thru and click that, and that's the spot to get you going for registration.
Hey, for $20, this is a good deal because you keep your kids safe. They can get out and see all types of neat things and get their candy, and you can make sure that your kids are safe.
Absolutely.
And that you are, too. You know.
The event runs from 4 to 7 p.m., and we are asking – I mean, part of the registration process is you have to select a time slot so that everybody's not convening on the Civic right at, you know, one certain time. So we have half-hour time blocks between 4 and 7 p.m., and when those time blocks fill, they will become unavailable on our site. So we've kind of built in some traffic control in the registration sense, and then we've got, you know, all sorts of things lined up. So while the kids are waiting in their car before they enter the Superhero Speedway, that they've got stuff to do and things to look at.
That's great. You know what? This is a good time for a family to be together, and the price is very fair, and the kids are going to have a good time, and they can come home. Now, with 3,000 pounds.
Yes.
Now, do you, like, say you have 1,000 kids come by?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean each kid gets 3 pounds of candy?
Probably not. You know, and some business booths may have a little bit of a heavier hand than others. But we do have a backup plan if there's candy left over.
Okay.
We roll right into our Adopt-A-Family program, and we've talked about putting together some stockings full of candy for the kids that have been referred to our Adopt-A-Family program, which did open to the public if you want to adopt a family.
Let's talk about that then.
Hey, there we go.
We got time.
All right. So
what about the Adopt-A-Family? What's that for?
Adopt-A-Family is our Christmas program that we've been doing for, 25-plus years at Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. And families here in Shasta County are referred to the program through an agency or school that their children are receiving services through. So our goal is to brighten Christmas for, you know, children and families in need. And we accept monetary donations for that program so that we can shop for families. The goal would be that businesses, individuals, you know, social groups would adopt a family, shop based on the wish list that's provided, wrap presents, and then deliver them to us during our specified dates in the second week of December.
Okay, so how much does it cost to adopt a family? Or is it just kind of...
It's whatever you're most comfortable with. We do have... businesses and individuals that this is the one thing they look forward to all year, and maybe as a family they don't give gifts to each other anymore, you know, grown kids, adults, they'll pool their money, and I mean, I like to receive gifts, so I'm not saying that I do that, but
I was going to say, oh no honey, I just don't think I'll give you a gift this year.
But if you're saying that it's for a family that might not otherwise have, then it's like, oh, we can do this.
Well, what we have done before is, because we have a large family, extended family, and a bunch of, they're no longer teenagers, they're in their 20s now and 30s, that we give them something that says, hey, we donated for you.
Yeah.
You know, and...
So kind of along
they're okay.
the same line.
They're okay with that.
Yeah.
And not really. They'd really have something in their hand.
But they know you're doing something
but
good.
We're doing something. We're just not ignoring them. So this is a good way to help people.
Absolutely. We're anticipating about 200 families here in Shasta County this year that we will be able to facilitate Christmas for, and it's all because of the generous support of the community. There has not been a year where a family referred has not received Christmas because of the folks of Shasta County.
Wouldn't it be great if we could just, like, kind of unite some several groups?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that it would be, like, in one spot. You know, like Toys for Tots. I've run Toys for Tots programs before when I was on active duty that we collected thousands of toys.
Oh, yeah.
And we were not supposed to take money. So we had another group that would accept checks, and then they would go out and buy.
Purchase stuff.
Yeah, we used to send a large U-Haul van up to the reservation, Navajo reservation, and hand out a lot of toys up there.
It's fun.
And then plus have it. And it's really, really, it's not just for the family.
It's for the giver
giver.
Yep.
You feel like, you know, here are people that would not have a Christmas. And many of us were blessed to have parents, you know, that were able to give us gifts right. as we were growing up. And here's a chance to help a family that doesn't, you know, especially now during COVID. They
Absolutely.
May have lost their jobs or
Absolutely.
One of them lost their jobs. Things are tough. And it comes down to either paying for your mortgage or your electricity or buying gifts. And so, you know, this is a way to, you know, to give gifts to a family that, you know, the kids want, you know, and something maybe even for the, you know, the parents too.
Yeah.
They need to, you know, they need to feel appreciated also.
And it's great to see how donors rally around this program and then also rally around local businesses. We have so many donors that like to contribute, like a Turtle Bay Family Pass as part of, you know, their gifts to the family because it gets kids outside. It's supporting another great local activity. And who doesn't like going to Turtle Bay and seeing animals or
you know,
playing
and
outside?
And they can use it for a year.
Absolutely.
They use it for a year as
it's
many times as they
giving.
Want.
Yep.
And it can be up to four kids, and they don't even have to be all yours.
Yep.
If you have three kids and they have a friend, bring along the friend too.
Exactly.
Oh, this is really good. And so how do people sign up for this?
So if you want to look at the families that we already have on our website, nvcss.org, and there's a button right there that says Adopt a Family. We do this program in Butte and Tehama counties as well. So once you're on our Adopt a Family landing page, make sure you're looking at the correct county. And then our referring parties that we work with, our referring agencies, have until the end of this month to submit family information. So we're anticipating, I think last night I cleared the next batch to go live on the website, maybe up to family number 70 or so. And so knowing that we're serving about 190, 200 families, there's still much more information to come. And then the adoptions will remain open until the end of the day, November 30th, which is a Monday.
Okay, let me give you some examples here. I'm on the I'm on your
yeah,
website.
Yeah, go for it.
The family just arrived from Texas. They're living with their grandmother. She does not have a job yet. Trying to get settled into their house. She's looking for a job, getting her license to transfer to California. And she has taken on three of her grandchildren. So family size is three.
Yep, that means there's three kids
now,
in the family.
So then do you, when you click on the number.
Then
okay,
it pulls their full wish list, yeah.
And here it is. Like this girl would like to have a shirt, a jacket, shoes. You're not seeing things in here like, some Pokemon cards or hoverboard Hot Wheels cards. And, you know, little things like that. She's, you know, that's a little boy that's 10, girl 13, and a little boy at 7. And it's clothing.
Yeah, we ask them to always provide clothing sizes along with what we call wish list items, what the kids might like to have. Mm-hmm. And we try and capture what their favorite colors are or if they're into super, like a specific character. Paw Patrol is the one that I'm seeing a lot with the kids this year. Mm-hmm. As same in my household with my almost 4-year-old little boy. Paw Patrol. It's all about Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
Jared's like, So, yeah.
Okay, look, let's take a quick break here. I am with Megan from Northern Valley Catholic Social Service. We're talking about Adopt-A-Family, too, and we're going to roll back in on the Halloween. But this Adopt-A-Family, does a family need a food basket? Yes. So you could do something like get a card.
Exactly.
You know, like a food, like a gift card.
Yep.
And even says where they like to shop, Winco. You get good deals there, so you get a $100 gift card to Winco.
And whether they use it for a Christmas dinner or if they need, you know, toilet paper and toothpaste, they could do all of that at Winco.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is an expert at helping people with both their insurance and financial needs. She's got two different divisions inside her company. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. You can get your business insurance through her, homeowner's insurance, which, by the way, she is doing, helping a lot of people. After fires, people just get their homeowner's insurance canceled, not because they were in a fire, but because they were in the area. And she's helped a lot of people get homeowner's insurance, again, at reasonable prices. Give her a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Northern Valley Catholic Social Services.
Thank you. Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, healthcare, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district. And not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 1423306.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Marianne Seifert, owner of Marianne Senior Placement Services. I have over 2 decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes. Bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. Batman, I like it. It's because we're talking today. We're talking today with Megan Anderson from the Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. Before we get started there, though, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to make a comment, and then I've got 2 or 3 questions for Megan. I went to Lassen Park yesterday. It's beautiful. Anybody that needs a day trip, that's where you ought to go. Megan, I read a while back that North Valley Catholic Social Services is not tied in with the Catholic Church, that it has no connections at all to that. Is that true?
That is not true.
We are a member of Catholic Charities of California and fall under the, we are like the charitable arm of the church through the Diocese of Sacramento.
Well, I'm so glad I asked you because I was told just the opposite. My next question is, you provide a lot of housing for handicaps. I was wondering how many living units you do provide in the Reading area.
Let me do some counting in my head.
While she's doing that, Nick, who's going to be on your show Sunday?
Nick? Nick's going to be on my show Sunday.
Okay. All right.
I've got lots of good stuff coming up at 8 o'clock on this station.
This Sunday.
Yes.
That's right, on this station. You know what? We have probably more local programming than, you know what? I know any place north of Sacramento, and maybe including Sacramento, we've got like 13 local shows. Now, did that give you enough time?
I think so.
Okay, here we go.
And I believe in Shasta County, we have 7 housing complexes that serve everything from low income to those with physical or have some sort of mental health diagnosis. Agency-wide,
okay.
We have in the 6 counties we work in, we have 15 housing complexes. We just opened a brand new second phase of Woodlands 2 off of Polk Street down off 273 Grange. So
okay.
It's another 19 units that we just opened a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
One more question. Do you know, are all those people that are in your mental health and you're physically handicapped, do they get to vote?
If they are registered, I believe they have the ability to. But this is out of my wheelhouse.
That might be another unit that the Democrats could tap into.
Oh, thanks a lot, Nick. Have a good show.
See ya.
Bye. I was wondering. I said, we got through that one. You know, Nick usually has a question. Well, you know what? If somebody, you know, if just because you're physically handicapped doesn't mean you can't.
It's a fair question, but that is out of my wheelhouse.
There you go. Okay, one more time. We only got a couple minutes.
Yes.
October 31st is?
The safe alternative to Halloween, the Casa Superhero drive-thru. It's happening at the Civics, the safest, best, most exciting place to trick-or-treat this year.
That's right, but you need to sign up for it because there's going to be lots of people coming
lots
through
of
there,
people.
And they just want to make sure people don't have to wait for a long time.
Yes.
It's a safe alternative to having your kids walk up and down the streets during COVID. They're going to get lots of things. There's going to be entertainment. There's going to be all types of stuff going.
Character sightings, in-car entertainment, all that good stuff.
All that stuff. And Adopt a Family just started, and we're going to have you back. Back on again.
I'd love to come
back. You're getting all this time here.
Man.
But they're good. But it's for our community. And you know we're community radio.
Yes.
And the other one I just looked at, my friends, is a family of 7. 5 little girls and the parents, they are not taking any type of assistance. Both parents are working full-time jobs to keep a roof over their heads. And can you, you know, this is the type of family you just want to help out. Can people sign up? More than one, can you have multiple people wanting to support one family?
That's a great question. The answer is, well, it could be yes or no. Once a family is adopted from the website, they're removed from the website, so other people can't view them. But it doesn't mean that, like, you and Linda and a couple of your friends couldn't go together on one family. The the information about who adopts the family is limited to one person.
Okay. So in this case, you know, they've got a family of 7.
Yeah.
And they, of course, you know, they want things like coats and, you know, I mean, clothing.
The basics.
One little girl wants a bed. Now, can you imagine that? I want a bed.
Maybe right now she's sleeping on the couch, or maybe
she's
got an air mattress on the floor.
Yeah, so maybe she needs a bed. But this is a family, like I said, both parents are working full-time. They're not taking any government assistance. They're keeping a roof over the heads of the children, and this could be really a good one. So go to North Valley Catholic Social Services. Go to the webpage. You'll see Adopt a Family. Just click on it. And then just when it says see all families, just click on it, and it'll line it out for you. So go there. Do that. We will. We're going to do that.
Awesome.
Hey, when we come back, House of Realty will be with us. Thank you so much, Megan Anderson, Manager of Marketing and Development at Northern Valley Catholic Social Services. We'll have you back on again.
Thank you, Carl.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. We stepped up our spending last month, retail sales rising for a fifth straight month, more spending on clothing, cars, and sporting goods.
The Commerce Department says retail sales grew 1.9% last month. That's roughly triple August's increase of 0.6%. Retail sales have been recovering since plunging in the spring as stores and malls were ordered closed to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden not ruling out packing the U.S. Supreme Court. He is promising to address the question more fully after the pre-election Senate vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett. When it comes to expanding the court, Biden says...
Well, I'm not a fan. I then say it depends on how this turns out. Not how he wins, but how it's handled. How it's handled. But there's a number of things that are going to be coming up, and there's going to be a lot of discussion about other alternatives as well.
Biden, during a televised town hall on ABC, President Trump appearing on NBC, asked yet again about accepting the outcome of the election, come what may.
They talk about the peaceful transfer, right? They spied on my campaign and they got caught. And they spied heavily on my campaign. And they tried to take down a duly elected sitting president. And then they talk about, will you accept a peaceful transfer? And the answer is, yes, I will. But I want it to be an honest election. And so does everybody else.
Thousands of visitors arriving in Hawaii now that pre-travel COVID testing means no more mandatory quarantine.
We're doing this safely. And we're doing it not just because we believe in welcoming people, but because our people have gone, as the governor said, through tough times.
Lieutenant Governor Josh Green talking with Hawaii News Now. On Wall Street, the rally continues. Dow's up 277 points, the S&P ahead 23, and the NASDAQ up 68 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. I'm still not famous, but you might remember that I started Harry's because I was tired of overpaying for razors. It always felt like big brands were taking advantage of us. Every time they improved something back then, prices seemed to go up. At Harry's, we take a different approach. Today, I'm proud to introduce our sharpest blades ever, available at the same price as before, as low as $2 each. They're a new, sharper version of our German-engineered blades. Guys who shave 4 days a week have told us that with our new blades, their eighth shave is as smooth as their first. And we stand by that, with a 100% money-back quality guarantee at Harry's.com. Millions have already made the switch to Harry's. And we hope you will, too, with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set featuring our new, sharper blade, a weighted razor handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388.
A former Mexican defense secretary arrested on drug trafficking and money laundering charges at the Los Angeles airport.
General Cienfuegos Cepeda served under President Enrique Peña Nieto, and Mexican government sources confirmed the arrest was on a DEA warrant. Throughout President Peña Nieto's term in office, there were accusations by his critics of complicity between the state and the country's powerful drug cartels. Recently, another high-profile figure from the former administration, the then head of the state-owned energy company Pemex, Emilio Lozoya, was arrested in Spain and extradited to Mexico on graft and bribery charges. The arrest of the former defense secretary comes as the incumbent president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is trying to change the law to lift the immunity of former presidents from prosecution.
The BBC's Will Grant says it's a bitter pill for Mexico, where the Army and Navy are among the few remaining respected public institutions. Townhall.com. Several Rockland County Jewish congregations filing suit against New York State and Governor Andrew Cuomo over a recent crackdown on religious gatherings.
Manhattan federal court lawsuit filed Wednesday says Cuomo has made numerous discriminatory statements about the Jewish Orthodox community. Cuomo, a Democrat, has blamed the state's growing infection rate on so-called red zone areas that are home to 2.8% of the state population. The state said six coronavirus clusters have appeared in Brooklyn and Queens and Broome, Orange, and Rockland counties. In those COVID-19 hotspots, the state says houses of worship can have 25% capacity or a maximum of 10 people. Cuomo told reporters Thursday he was not targeting Orthodox Jewish communities.
That's correspondent Keith Peters reporting. It's been a good Friday on Wall Street so far. Right now, the Dow is up 286 points, the NASDAQ 66 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning. Today, the 16th of October, 8:05 in the morning. Carl Linda Botland is on assignment this morning. Phone lines are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, like I said, the 16th, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Here with Jared. Jared, what's it look like for weather for this weekend?
It is currently 75 degrees, and we're going to have a red flag morning until 6 p.m. tonight. Today we're going to have a high of 96, a low of 60. Tomorrow, a high of 93, a low of 56. On Sunday, a high of 89, a low of 55. And on Monday, a high of 88 and a low of 55.
Okay. Weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call. 365-3793. If it's the third Friday of the month, I'm here with House of Realty.
Good morning.
Cameron Middleton. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing okay. Sorry, Bruce isn't here today. He's on assignment. I think that's what you call it.
You're on assignment.
On assignment. So.
And that, you know what? I have a good friend, a former newspaper guy, and he goes, I really don't like it when you say she's on assignment. I said, but she is. She's on assignment. What kind of assignment does Linda go on? I said, any kind that Linda wants.
Yeah.
You know what? When am I going to question her assignments? No. You know, when it comes to keeping the place running, it's Linda, the house, and the home, and this place. So if Linda's not here every day, well, that's because we have things that need to be done so we can actually live like humans.
Yeah, I'm learning. You can't. You got to choose your battles wisely there. I think last night my wife posted on Facebook, and said, what are you doing for Halloween? She says, I may just stay home and put up the Christmas tree. To which I immediately replied, we're not putting up a Christmas tree in October. And then about nine of her friends jumped on me so fast, saying, hey, you don't get to decide when the Christmas tree goes up. So certainly aware of how that works.
Well, you know what? You don't get into an argument when there's a lot of them, or even one,
yeah.
Come to think of it. So you're not already doing turkey stuff yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. But, well, I take that back. She gets a little bit of decorating going on. We just had my son's third birthday.
Yeah.
So we kind of decorated the house. That's what I said.
Already?
Yeah. I did the math four times.
You just got married, it seems like, last year.
The other day. And, yeah, and then I thought we just had this kid. And anyway, yeah, so he turned three. So, of course, we had to decorate the house for that. I'm learning about these things, how this works. So we decorated the house.
When they're little, and they're little ones just hang on you. You don't have to worry about it so much. But every year it gets more and more.
Oh, we had more Mickey Mouse strewn around the house this year than Disneyland. Well, no question.
Is Disneyland even open?
I don't know, but it sure is at our house.
Hey, I want to thank you in front of everybody about taking one of our days and doing the show. I got lots of people saying what a great show it was, which is good because I'm going to call on you again.
I'd be happy to do
it. In November because I'm going to be gone for a few days shooting. And I've got to, between Linda and you and Trish and several others, we can keep this thing going.
Absolutely.
So. Hey, since last month, what's it look like in the is there been any changes, any big changes in the housing market?
Well, a little bit. And, you know, just because it's simply a matter of trend, I think it is important to note our inventory, what we talked about before, the total number of homes on the Shasta Multiple Listing Service had gone down below 500 homes, which is, I mean, insanely low. And it was still in the declining phase, and it was going into the high, very high fours. When we spoke last month, and it has now come back up a little bit. So the total that we have as of this morning is 560. Now, that's still a ridiculously low number of homes on the market in Shasta County. But at least we're seeing that it is going up a bit. So that's a little bit more than a 12% increase since we spoke last month. Now, is that doing anything dramatic to the market? No. Are we still seeing a number of people coming up, particularly from the Bay Area, other parts of Central California coming up here? Absolutely.
A lot of people are still coming in and looking.
Huh? Got an offer from someone from Stockton yesterday.
You know, I've heard of a $700,000 house being sold that had like 6 full price offers and hadn't even hardly gone on the market yet, and the people that got it offered them full price but said they could live in there for up 60 days if they wanted to rent free, and that's what gave them the house.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's crazy.
Well,
I mean, even homes that are that expensive,
right? And we're not seeing as much up in that higher range. But certainly if it's something unique, say it's a house that's on the river, something that particular people are looking for in particular, it's got a certain feature. There's a number of buyers that are out there that are looking for something like that. Certainly we're still seeing it in the low, I wouldn't say lower end. I mean, it's really your average market, but under 300,000. We certainly have seen some price appreciation. We're really seeing it now. The year over year is starting to climb up into double digits, meaning we're seeing more than 10% a year increase year over year on the value of the home. So we're seeing that go up. We're starting to see the appraisals that are coming in because we've now had a few months of this.
Yeah.
So now it's easier for the appraisers to go back and say, yeah, I have seen something else.
$200 a square foot is not unusual.
Not unusual.
Okay.
They saw one here recently, not that they all will. I mean, this house was beautiful.
Yeah.
But one recently sold just saw one in the 260s.
$260
a foot.
A square foot.
So, when you get into that kind of range, we're getting back to where we were in 05, 06. So I think we've...
Well, it's taken us this long to kind of come back.
Taken us this long to do it. And, of course, I'll be honest, it is making a few of us a little bit nervous. It's a good market. We like to see that. We like to see it moving forward. But I think you do, when we start to see appreciation really climbing at a dramatic rate, that oftentimes, if it gets too heated, can mean we're going to have it come back at
us. It's going to come back. It's going to reset itself.
So
I think that's what they say in the market. It's just resetting.
Resetting. And I think the big part of this here, too, is interest rates are still very low. That means demand's up. If interest rates are still low, they continue to stay low, I think we will see good buyer demand for some time. The question is going to be, are people going to start putting their houses on the market? I know people that have rentals, for example. They've had the rental for quite a while, and they're going, gosh, you know what? Kind of thought about getting out of the rental business and thought about maybe, selling this at some point. This looks like the opportune time to now put it on the market because it's a hot market. So they put that house on the market where they maybe wouldn't have before, that type of thing. All of a sudden that starts to bring the number of houses on the market up,
okay,
which helps to flatten it out a little bit.
And we have, there's a number of projects going on that's multifamily.
Certainly are.
And let's take a break and talk about that. And I have a question to ask you offline here about interest rates, and then I'm going to bring that back, too. It's 8:13 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, top-rated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid-related services. They're in the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization, fully accredited chest pain center. You can have outstanding care from people that care about you at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back with Cameron Middleton of House of Realty.
Burn on me more. Fire at night. You come on like a flame.
They're at it again. Yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 23. 23 is funded by one labor union that's pushing their own political agenda. In doing so, this labor union is risking the lives of 80,000 dialysis patients. 23 is dangerous for patients, and 23 is costly for taxpayers. 23's bureaucratic requirements would increase healthcare costs by hundreds of millions of dollars every year. 23 will mean higher insurance premiums and higher taxes for everyone. That's Prop 23, the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. Join the California Medical Association and the American Nurses Association California in voting no on 23.
As paid for by No on 23, stop the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. A coalition of dialysis providers, nurses, doctors, and patients. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Reading Rancheria, we are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you tired of corporate-bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work, and we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for state senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 142-3306.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
He said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Played in the, this was played in honor of Cameron. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, I did just get a text from my wife actually during the break saying, hey, I'm listening, by the way. So well, I didn't think she was listening at the office. But
that was for you, Mrs. Middleton. No, I'm just kidding, obviously. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil has been in our city since 1967. It's an employee-owned company. They deliver petroleum products throughout the West, But one of the things they do is support our community, whether it's Haven Humane, One Safe Place, or other great organizations. And they're getting ready to have something else happen. And we're keeping a close hold for right now while they work all this out. But SST Oil, when you think of firefighters, you need to think about SST Oil because they're the ones that deliver all the fuel they need, including the jet fuel to the helicopters and planes. You know, three, four trucks running 24 hours a day, not just here. in California, but in other states also, making sure that the fuel is delivered in a timely manner. That's SST Oil. You can give them a call at 241-1167. They're always looking for good drivers and good employees. I'm here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, of course. And the two different questions here. One, do you know anything about the old dark site? Dark site site and what's going on there? And the next one is about interest rates. So take whichever one you want first.
So in terms of the interest rates first, number one is not being a mortgage lender and not being I used to, but I no longer have a license through NMLS. And which is the National Mortgage Licensing Service. I'm not allowed to quote rates. That said, yes, rates are quite low, and finding 30-year rates in the twos and the threes is not unusual right now. I always a word of caution to people when they're looking at rates or when they hear rates advertised. Go in and take an application. Go talk to a lender. There's several great lenders in Reading. Go talk to them, fill out an application, and see where you're actually at. There's a whole host of factors that go into a mortgage rate calculation. So I've seen this before. People say, hey, I saw 2.99 on TV, and I called them, and they told me I was at 3.7. What happened? Well, it has to do with your credit score. It actually has to do with the loan amount. Higher or lower loan amounts can change that. It's not universal across the amount. Your overall capacity, your assets, your work history. They're looking at a full profile of a borrower, and then once they get that full profile of the borrower, then they have a good idea of where that what that interest rate is going to be.
An incredibly low interest rate. I mean, you could get that if everything lined up.
But
that doesn't always happen.
Doesn't happen.
Okay.
But still, the overall and the benchmark that we look at, which is an average of rates under the same set of circumstances, is still very, very low. Now, there are things that can also change it. A 30-year mortgage is far different than a 15.
Right.
So there are people right now getting 15-year mortgages or even 10s that are coming. The rates.
So you're paying double on a 15. Not double.
It's kind of tricky math, but basically what you're doing is you're amortizing that loan over 15 years instead of 30. It's a lower rate than the 30.
Yeah.
So you'll usually see an uptick from, you know, what you were paying at a 30 to a 15. You're paying more money per month, but you're paying the house off considerably faster.
You're saving hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Potentially. Yes. Yes, you are, depending upon the amount of the loan and the amount of the house. So, yeah, you can really save substantially if that works within your threshold.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, too, a lot of times people, if they're getting a loan for, say, a rental or a second home, the rate on that is going to be higher than if the house is your primary residence. So,
what about refis?
Refis as well.
Is that kind of a different, throws you into a different category?
Not that much. Rather than a purchase. So, again, it's a lot of those other same variables that apply to a purchase will apply to a refinance. Again, depends a little bit. If you're pulling cash out of the house, that may be a factor. What the loan-to-value is may be a factor. So, you know, if you're going to get something like, say, an equity line on the house, that's generally going to be a higher rate than you're going to get on the mortgage.
Sure.
But historically, right now, the rates, the benchmarks, if the same borrower walked in today versus 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, certainly, you really have these rates are historically low. And when you have rates that low, it does increase demand. So it does increase borrowing. It does increase your number of buyers because they have a little bit better threshold. And keep in mind, too, it increases the amount you could borrow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying, hey, and this is, I think the brass tacks number for anybody is your monthly payment amount. So what's your monthly payment? What are you qualified for? And what are you comfortable with? If you say, hey, I'm great with a $1,500 a month payment is what I want. Okay. That's the actual number you really want to take a look at. So when you're purchasing a house, it's how much can I afford per month after I do this? And then the other part is how much out of pocket. So you can buy down a rate if you want. You can pay extra money up front and buy that rate down. Again, you want to go over that with a qualified professional lender to truly understand what's best for you and how that works. But in terms of that monthly payment, that's your real benchmark. Mm-hmm. And if you're paying $1,500 a month, say, and the interest rate is at 5%, you're only going to be able to buy so much house. If you all of a sudden you're spending the same $1,500 a month payment, but your rate's at 3%, you can borrow quite a bit more money. You can get a higher price, and you can put in a higher price.
And what you can do is you need to take a look at this with because, you know, with the late rates being this low, like for a 15-year mortgage, I just, you know, I thought, well, you're going to be paying about double, but that's not necessarily true because, one, your interest rate's lower, and, two, you're paying it off faster. So if you're comfortable with maybe another $300, $400, $500 a month, you can do something like that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, in terms of long-term homeowner wealth building, it can be a good idea if you can afford it comfortably, and you can do that. Even if, say, you don't go the entire term, you don't go the 15 years. Say you live in the house 8 years. You're going to find that you have a lot more equity in that house after 8 years with a 15-year loan than you do with a 30. So even if you move in that, say, that 8-year time frame, you're going to have a lot more money when you sell your house to put down towards the next one than you would have before.
Okay. You talk about going to a good lender, what are things that people should look at when they're going to a lender? Because lenders, not all of them are created equal out there.
That's true. And you really, there's a couple of different breakdowns. First is your major institutional lenders, your banks. I don't dissuade anyone from going and talking to their bank, where they bank. If they have a good banking relationship, they may have some incentives and some advantages to go with a particular – with their actual bank. There are also mortgage brokers out there and ones who are independent. And a lot of times they can have some more loan programs that they can choose from, that they can actually go out, look at some different loan programs, look have a little bit different pricing, and maybe customize the loan a little bit better to you. The main thing is make sure that they're full-time, make sure that they've got a good reputation in town. Most real estate agents out there, escrow officers, can also tell you who those people are.
You could go to a real estate agent or an escrow officer and they say, who are your top five lenders?
Absolutely, and it doesn't hurt to get three or five. Something like that. Get a few. Go talk to each one. You don't want to go start pulling your credit like crazy.
Right.
But it's good to at least have a conversation with a couple few of them and get a good idea.
Because this is a close relationship that you've got with them. You're opening them up to everything in your life, and you want to have somebody that you can trust out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I joke that, you know, you need to have your receipts from your milk money you paid in the third grade. And that is joking, of course, but it's not that far off. A lot of times when people haven't borrowed money or bought a house in, say, the last 15 years, 10 or 12 years, they are shocked now by the process, where they used to go in, talk to their banker, say, hey, I'm buying this house. You know I do well. You know I've got money going in and out of my account. Here's the thing. Pull the credit. Let's fill this out. Here's the application done. Okay, I've got my loan. Here's done on a handshake. That does not happen anymore. You have to have severe
especially after that time when it was stated income and
that's why.
How much money you make. Oh, I make $150,000 a year. Well, maybe on your very best year you did that. But now you have to show everything.
After a good foreclosure crisis, that's exactly what occurs.
Yeah.
Is now everything is tightened up. They all want to see the documentation. Everybody wants to know that it's there. You can still borrow a high loan to value, but you have to have real documentation. I had an escrow fallout yesterday, simply because the person wouldn't be able to get, because of COVID, due to their employer, they weren't going to be able to get a paycheck, a next pay stub for until November. And of course, the lender said, that won't work. I need that pay stub if I don't see that last pay stub, because they've been off for a little while. sorry, not going to work. So they're very strict in terms of their paperwork. They're going to ask you for paperwork. They're going to ask you for a little more.
And that goes also for your Veterans Administration, too.
Yes. I mean,
it's the same thing. Even though the VA is going to guarantee you, and I have a VA loan, but they, too, are very strict about what they're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a factor, too. You have your conventional loans, but you also have FHA loans, VA loans, that can also have different interest rates, have different requirements. So it's important to evaluate that if you have the option. And again, it's that qualified professional lender, loan originator, that's really going to be able to set you straight on that and make sure you've got the right product, because there are a lot of different loan products out there. It's not a one-size-fits-all, but it will be documentation intensive.
Yeah, make sure you've got your and if you have a business, and you're like the owner of that business, you've got to have all that documentation too.
Self-employed is a whole other animal.
And if you have another business, trust me, they are going to go through everything. And so be prepared for this, my friends. And that's why you want to get some good lenders. That's why you want to, if you have a real estate agent you trust, and say, hey, who are the top lenders here in town? And then, maybe go just talk to them to see if you can build something like, okay, I understand, yeah, there's somebody I can work with. Because you run into people.
Well, and I'll say this as well on behalf of my lender friends that are out there. Start early. All of the lenders right now, any lender worth their salt, is absolutely slammed. They are, again, with very low rates, with all the purchase volume that we're seeing. I mean, things are still extremely busy out there. I've talked to title company people and lenders that have said, that have been in this 35, 40 years, saying, I have never seen it this busy. So they are slammed. Also with the refinance activity, they have filed so many files going across their desk, it's insane. So you want to get started early on that process. You don't want to walk in and go, hey, I found this great house. I just put an offer in on it. Can you get me pre-qualified, like, right now? That's not going to work. You need to start the process early if you're going to be buying. And if you're going to be selling, it's also one that we're going to sell a house and buy another one. Get started with a lender right away. Get that done. Get your inspections done.
One last question. I came here, and you've already addressed it, but just quickly, is there really a 2.15% interest rate out there for a 15-year loan?
I can't answer that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. So, and that's okay, but one of the things that we have talked about is that's if everything lines up at 2.15, or whatever it is, whatever that interest rate is, that's the lowest possible interest rate they're advertising. House of Realty doesn't do that. They don't advertise these. Because one reason, they change all the time, and you can have that in a commercial unless you're changing.
Hourly.
Hourly. Anyway, but that's if everything lines up. So, and you can go back and listen to the first part of the show. But everything's got to line up to get the lowest rate. Once they look at your financials and look at other things, that 2.75% loan can all of a sudden become a 3.5.
It can.
So, okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, the only place I get my haircut, the only place I've gotten my haircut in the last 13 years that I've lived here. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, 244-9478. Everything there is sanitized between customers. They wear masks. You wear a mask. Can't get safer than that. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with House Realty.
When you say goodbye, yes, that'll be the day. When you make me cry, you say you're going to leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day. When I die, well, you give me all your loving and your dirt of loving. All your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will all.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. The coronavirus has disrupted much of our normal life in Shasta County. The virus is to be taken seriously for those at risk. However, closing Shasta County has had a severe economic impact on our local businesses and families, and keeping them closed is not the answer. It's time to open Shasta County now. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We got winners. Got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:38 in the morning here, 73 degrees, going up to 98 today. It's going to be a really nice day. The weekend's going to be great. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes, I don't know if that's the right word, custom design, custom construction in homes since 2004. You can give him your keys, and he redoes your kitchen, puts in granite, marble, whatever. Just give him your keys and leave for a couple of days, and you come back, it's there, and it's beautiful. You can trust him. It's a veteran-owned business. I can't say enough about Mike Huber and Estate Granite. He works by appointment only, so to call up a consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE, that's STONE, or look up estategranite.com on the internet, Estate Granite. I'm here with Cameron Middleton, I really enjoy having House Realty on monthly because you give us an update of everything that's happening. Tell us, you know, people have questions about lending, about the interest rates, and you explain the interest rates to everybody, how you may see an interest rate. But that's one of those things, like if everything lines up perfectly,
right,
then you're going to get that rate. But if there's a glitch anywhere, it's going to start going up. It depends on so many different things. So just you have to find a lender that you can work with. So, and that was a big thing. One of the other questions was about dark side.
Yeah.
That whole block was bought by one company.
One entity. And from down south, and they've got some ties up here, as I understand. They haven't put anything formal forward yet. As vice chairman of the Planning Commission, we get to see these things as they come before us. And they haven't put in anything directly to us yet for the expansion of that block. It appears they want to do, at least from the beginning, is keep the old computer logistics building that is there on the Market Street side, and they're going to repurpose that, do some interior exterior remodeling, and that is currently for lease. Excuse me. So that building is for lease, and they're really going to make that into something quite nice. And I know they're looking at some other plans for the rest of it. It really is a very unique situation where you've got one owner of an entire city block. And that doesn't happen in Reading too often. And there aren't a lot of opportunities for that to occur without having to buy out 7, 8, 9 different property owners. I've actually kind of looked at it around town, and there are, you know, in the downtown core, there are only so many. I think that's why when K2 and the McConnell Foundation were able to do their large project, it was because the city of Reading was the single sole owner for those three blocks. I take that back. Well, there were 7 total parcels, but the city of Reading was the owner. So they're able to go in and do that. So for those that want to do projects of substantial size downtown, and we're certainly seeing them, the courthouse is really coming together. We're seeing, you know, the Block 7 projects getting started. They're starting first on the parking garage, and I certainly give them a lot of credit for that. That's going to be one of the first things they're going to do. I believe it's going to be 6 stories now is the total on the parking garage. But they're going to be starting on that project. The Market Street project is where the old Dickers building was.
Right.
Incredible.
Gosh, that thing's going to be, and if you look at it, you go, I can't wait till they have a grand opening.
That's a good building.
That's a good building. And K2 does good work. So, and they're getting ready to start on the other side here.
On the rest.
And the first thing I believe they're going to build is a parking garage.
It is the parking garage. 6
and,
stories.
Yeah, you know, when Dan Knott was with us. He said that he says it's like $25,000 to $28,000 per space.
I think it's even a little higher than that.
It may be $30,000, but I know it was something that when you tell people it costs $30,000 per space to build a garage, and that doesn't have anything to do with the upkeep and maintenance and all the other things, as we found out with our other garage here in town with no maintenance being done on it. What happens? Plus security. They're putting security in there, too, so you don't have to worry so much about having unknown friends.
Absolutely.
Gather around your car or you as you're walking out there. And so, you know, and it is going to be, pay-as-you-go, but they're going to have different rates, and it's there just to upkeep for the upkeep and security.
Well, and it does, again, with the parking situation downtown, the main thing that has to be done is adding supply. And by adding that parking supply and putting that 400 back out of the roughly 700 that were taken out, that's a big chunk back in that direction. And I applaud them for taking the initiative to do that. And again, in order to be able to do projects of that size and nature, you do need to have several contiguous parcels. You've got to have, you know, that's what's interesting about the dark side block is they have the whole block. Again, you just don't see it very often in Reading where somebody has that much. I think over where the Empire is, Taco Bell, Quick and Clean Car Wash, that area, you've only got a handful of owners. There are There are a few where the Americana is, that block, you've just got a handful of owners. But it isn't easy. And so, I think they've got some good plans for that. I think it's going to be something substantial. They just haven't formally come out with anything specific on that as of yet. But, you know, we're certainly seeing a lot downtown, and that courthouse is getting close. You're now really seeing the exterior go up. I get a front row view of it every day.
I drive by it every morning at 6:15. I try to. Sometimes it's later. And the workers are coming across the street because they must start at 6:30 or 7. But it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Isn't it, watching that? You know what else is kind of, is really cool, and got to take a break, is seeing all the cranes.
Yeah.
That are out here in downtown Redding.
Big ones. Yeah.
Big ones. You know, I drove into a Miami one time, was on a motorcycle run, and all you could see was cranes in the city as they were, they're building and putting things in, and then here it is in Redding. They must have had, I think, 3 or 4 cranes at one time working at the same time.
Yeah.
And now we're getting ready, like you said, where the dark side was. That whole block is going to be redone. As soon as they finish this one, they're going to start on the other one on California Street, building there. And there's other places in town. If you're on the Planning Commission, and when we come back from this break, let's talk about that.
Sure.
We'll be
Sounds
right
good.
Back after these messages. 72 degrees out there, going up about 95 today. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, Redding Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
You know, there's some great fishing around Redding, but there's some great problems here, too, because of politics. Heck, some of these politicians must think I'm a fish, because they keep throwing me line after line of gonna do's to get elected, but then nothing gets done. Former Mayor Winter said our homeless problem was beyond the scope of local government. That's like me saying I can't catch a big fish because my tackle's too small. Come on. Or how about McElvain, promising privatized internet 4 years ago? Oh, but now he's up for re-election saying, let's do a pilot program for $800,000, knowing it could be rejected by the voters. You know the old saying, if it smells like fish? Well, I'm casting my vote for Mark Masano for city council. Masano is a 28-year vet of the California Highway Patrol and is going to work his city council job full-time so something does get done.
My name is Mark Masano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Masano, council member, City of Redding.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th,
You can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Redding. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 1423306.
From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh, man. The kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man would face his gun, and many a man would fall. The man who shot liberty valiant, he shot liberty valiant. The bravest of them all.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Never let it be said that we don't play eclectic music. We cover them all.
Oh, yeah. Jared's on fire this morning.
Jared's on fire this morning.
So good.
And you know the name, Liberty Valance. I mean, what a great name that is. Of course, the guy that played it in the movie, Lee Marvin, played him as a complete bad guy and did a wonderful job with that. So it's The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, a movie that stars John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Lee Marvin, cast of characters you see in all the John Wayne movies there. Strother Martin, Lee Van Cleef, everybody was in it. It's a great movie. I'm here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty. We've been talking about interest rates, lenders, what's happening at the dark side of, where the dark side building was. That whole block was bought by a entity that does have some
connections
up here. And what the plans are that they might be doing there. We've talked about the amount of building going on down here. Well, you're on the Planning Commission, so you see everything that comes through here. Cameron, so what else are you seeing?
Well, you know, there's a lot of focus on downtown, but there's a lot of other things happening really around town, and really on the edges. A big thing that we're seeing right now is quite a bit of industrial application coming in. So we are seeing currently, we've seen multiple site development permits for storage sheds. We saw for various types of industrial buildings. Recently had one just to the entrance of Stillwater Business Park. On the left, a gentleman came in and put in an application for office in the front, warehouse in the back, mm-hmm. that type of setup. We, of course, have one that we've already put through the process that we're currently working on at Rancho and Airport. We saw another application for storage sheds down on Airport Road.
Storage sheds are almost like printing money, it seems like.
Yes. there are some specific difficulties in doing them, but, boy, we are seeing a ton of demand
Yeah. If they're anything like me, I've got stuff in there I haven't even looked at for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I need to – we probably need to have a large yard sale. Hey, all these things are going on that way, and for the planning – and, that we see happening here. Let me talk about one proposition that's on the ballot, and that's the split roll.
Yeah.
Can you explain this to people? Because, to me, it's just a horrendous thing that could happen to us.
The unintended consequences of this one, I think, could be really drastic.
And that's Proposition
15.
15.
Prop 15.
And if you don't, you'll never see the word split roll on it. I don't think, but that's what it is.
So what it is it takes the Prop 13 protections away from commercial and industrial property. So normally if you purchase a property from that point on, it is reassessed when you purchase it. And you have that current assessment, and that assessment only goes up a maximum of 2% per year. No matter what the market does, it goes up 2% per year. So it keeps the tax rates predictable and the amount of the tax increases moving forward predictable, which is particularly important on commercial and industrial property. What this does is says anyone who owns $3 million or more worth of commercial property, all of their proper commercial properties will then be reassessed every 3 years. So some people think, hey, it's okay, my favorite hair salon, my favorite restaurant, my bakery over here, my florist, they're all in buildings that are under $3 million. Well, they don't know whether or not that person is going to have, if they have other properties and other holdings, and if that property is going to be going up in terms of its tax basis. So if somebody's had they've had a business, they've had a restaurant that they've been in going back, 40 years, something for a very long time. It's been in the same ownership. Their tax basis is quite low. With this reassessment, even though they didn't sell the building, all of a sudden they're going to get this reassessment. It's very possible for their tax, their property tax on that to go up 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Sky's the limit. It's very difficult to tell. So you're not talking about an incremental tax increase here. It's going to be huge. And for a lot of property owners, for a lot of people too, this is their retirement. This is where they get their retirement.
They say, it's just for businesses that are $3 million or over. Well, that could be, there's a lot of small businesses out there. Jared showed me a picture of the Chevron Square buildings here that from 1950. So you figure if, say, a family's owned this for 40 years, just like you were saying, if this hits them, their taxes go up 600-700%, and then what do?
Pass it along to the tenants.
They will pass it along to everybody in this building, including the tenants that live here in the apartments. And that could be the difference between some of these businesses in this building. Closing down or not.
And I think we all realize right now so many small businesses are just barely hanging on. We already lost one tenant down here, two or three doors down. The red entity went out of business.
This is COVID. Did people have to realize that people are hanging on here?
Right.
You can get a grant. You can get this. You can get that. But I tell you what, it will only keep you open for maybe a month, 2 months at the most, depending on your business. And then you're right. And Red Bicycle was a great business.
Great.
And they sold everything they could possibly sell, and it still wasn't enough when everything shut down. And this is just a bad idea at a bad time.
At a really bad time. It's a bad idea to begin with. It's even worse because of the compounding effect it's going to have
right now.
So
a big no.
Huge no on Prop 15. And I think I mentioned this a few months ago, but it's worth repeating. Here's the argument that these other guys are making, which is that, oh my gosh, Disneyland pays such a small amount per foot, and some other business next door is paying so much more because they just bought that building. Okay, number one, you're not going to hurt Disney at all. All they're going to do is raise the prices, and it's going to be more expensive to take your kids in. But they say this: you've got two buildings side by side. One is subsidizing the other, and that's a flawed argument. If you're paying $5 in taxes and I'm paying $3 in taxes, you could say, and the government's getting $8, you could say, hey, Cam, I'm subsidizing you. Sure, you can. So the way to fix that is to either drop you to $3 or say they need the $8, put us both at $4 apiece. Then we're paying the same amount. I go up, you go down. This doesn't do that. What it does is currently you're paying $5. Then they say that I need to now pay $5. So now you don't. Now all of a sudden, your tax rate hasn't gone down at all. They told you were subsidizing me, and you're still paying $5. So you're still paying the same amount of taxes, but the subsidy's now gone? No. Now the government's just getting $10 instead of $8. And so, you know,
and that's the whole bottom line on this thing.
It's a flawed argument.
And
it does.
It's being pushed by unions and the California Teachers Association, and it's being opposed by countless people. And you know, the Howard Jarvis, you know, the realtor. I mean, everybody looks at knows what's going to happen when this thing hits. And if you don't think this is the next one, and we have to run. Is going to be going after your property taxes.
Your residential.
Those people that own houses that are more than $3 million, you know, they're going to start there, too.
They'll start on that next.
No on 15. Cameron Middleton, House Realty, thank you so much for
being
with
Carl.
Us. Okay.
Thank you, Jared.
Everybody have a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful out there. And remember, it's the good guys against the